Hello, you amazing people with your big old brains just out there, all strong and muscular, lifting stuff up, making things happen. Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andres Ruiz.
Good job.
Of I Believe in Myself Coaching. And we are both here to motivate you and inspire you to do great things and talk about the good that's happening in this community.
Yes, sir.
That sounds about right, yeah, right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And like usual, we have another amazing show for you today. I know after last show you thought we could not top that, but we're going to try our best to top it today. We have, like usual, a couple powerhouses in the studio. We have my newest golf buddy, Matt Clower, with Gap Ministries here to tell us about all the amazing stuff happening out of Gap Ministries. If you don't know about Gap Ministries, you're about to know. They are by far one of the greatest organizations in Tucson in helping people. And I'm not saying that because I'm biased, even though I am biased. But also on the second half of the show, we have our favorite guest on this show. You know, she's been on the show
almost 2 years now.
Yeah. You know, like, I want to think a couple dozen times. And her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera. She is the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, and she's going to come on, I'm guessing, tell us how she makes college come true and all the amazing things that Tucson International Academy does to get our kids into college.
Yep.
But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if we did not give grace to a very loving father that has blessed us oh so very much. We got three fathers in the studio in here, so you know we're blessed with some amazing children. We got, you know, amazing partners. We got amazing friends and family in our lives, and without a loving God to make this possible, none of it would be possible. So we're going to start it off with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Yep.
So, and again, man, it's just like every time I read that one line, but deliver us from evil, it hits me. And again, like me and my 14-year-old son were having a conversation yesterday, and he just recently got in trouble because he was like, he snuck his phone when he wasn't supposed to have his phone. And I was telling him, like, son, and he was telling me after he did it, man, I just felt so guilty. Every minute I had that phone, I was like, I felt so bad. I just knew I was doing something wrong. I was like, well, that's what it looks like when the devil's working in your life. That's what happens when the devil whispers in your ear and makes you do bad stuff. And then once you do that bad stuff and you feel guilty, you feel like you're doing something wrong, that's God telling you you're doing something wrong. That's God telling you, hey, son, that's a sin, and you don't want to do that. And if you want to avoid those feelings, then don't give in to the devil. It's as simple as that. So it's super cool. Every time I read this, it just like punches me right in the soul, because we don't consider as often as we should that little devil on our shoulder making us do stuff that we know we shouldn't. But we have to be diligent. We have to guard the gate, because any given second, evil will just go ahead and poke its head up and make you do stuff you know you shouldn't. So, you know, God is good, and have God guard you at all times. So, that being said, let's go ahead and speak to my golf buddy and another God-loving man who is part of a very amazing organization that's certainly led by God and led by, you know, the path of Christ and the teachings of Christ and all the good works that, you know, that we learn, you know, within Scripture on how a person should leave or how an organization should set an example so others, you know, can be helped and others know what example can be set. And I think that's a good enough build up. We have in studio with us Matt Clower with Gap Ministries. Thank you for being here, Matt.
Thanks for having me, and God bless you and your Veterans Rescue Mission, and God bless the radio station for making this all happen.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, we're definitely the blessed ones. I going on, you know, a year and a half of doing this and be able to, like, one, a promote gap. My engineer is giving me direction. So yeah, just promoting Gap and just, you know, an organization that really doesn't get its due credit. And there's just too many conversations I have with people where they say, yeah, I've never heard of Gap Ministries. I don't know what that is. So, like, assuming that we have some of those listening audience that hadn't heard Gap on the show before, I guess explain to people, you know, what is Gap Ministries and the plethora of the things that you guys do?
Sure. Gap Ministries started out about 20 years ago. We're a group home for children. So we have kids that live in several of our homes that are wards of the state. And then we have the opportunity to become caretakers of those kids. And that's kind of where Gap's name came from. It was standing in the gap in between the bio parents and when the kids get to kind of come back, we fill that gap as kids. And then as Gap started to grow, we opened a large community warehouse, which gives mainly non-food items out to the community. And we also do foster care. So we license foster parents. And I think we have about 25 foster parents that are currently licensed with us. And we do visitation. So we supervise and pick up the kids for visits with their family and make sure that that's in a safe environment. So those are a few of the big things that that we do at Gap right now. So.
Yeah. And I mean, if we were to go through kind of the list of all the things that Gap did, that would be pretty much the whole show, just like describing the thing. Cause yeah, you also got the kitchen and the culinary program. You guys also just partnered with MPG Automotive, and there's the automotive service program.
Yeah. Teaching people that are coming out of prison, living in halfway houses, giving them a skill either in culinary or automotive. And the neat thing is at the end of the 8 weeks of that, most of them get placed. MPG's done a great job. So shout out to those guys because they hire every graduating person. Because I think they have, you know, more than six service stations around Tucson. So they're large enough to do that, which is really cool.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I was at an event at open house at the Arizona Sands Club just recently. And Tien was telling me, you need to talk to John about that. And it was amazing because this month is Sands Club's month to promote Gap Ministries. So if you sign up with the Arizona Sands Club this month, a portion of those proceeds actually go to Gap Ministries. And at this event, you had the founder of Gap Ministries, Greg Ayers, you had his son, Jason, you had Tian Kennedy, who's the head of PR, you had Chef John, who runs the culinary program. So it was just amazing connecting with all those people, and it was super amazing Gap Ministries getting the justice that it should among that group, and it being honored this month at the Arizona Sands Club. But we're going to talk about all that and more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz, and he has something with I Believe in Myself Coach that he'd like to tell you about.
Yes. So if anybody's interested in becoming a life coach, I'm launching my third coaching academy called Legacy Coaching Academy. It's going to be January 11th. So if you're interested, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com and I'll teach you how to get clients, make money, go from part-time to full-time coach. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
All in Balance Bookkeeping at AIBBookkeeping.net has been serving Tucson for over 25 years in the nonprofit and for-profit sectors. All in Balance Bookkeeping is ready to take the stress of bookkeeping off of your shoulders for a price that won't cost an arm and a leg. All in Balance Bookkeeping services includes digital bookkeeping, QuickBooks consulting, cleanup and payroll for manageable and affordable rates. Call All in Balance Bookkeeping today at 520-660-5854 to schedule a free consultation. Or go to AIBBookkeeping.net to book now.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How many are you supposed to do?
It's just Andres. It's Andres Ruiz.
Okay, so it's just like just one.
Yeah, just one.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I don't need the 15.
Yeah, you don't need 15.
Well, I just want to make sure people know that I'm giving my boy his due respect.
No, you got
and
it.
And you roll that R, people. You roll that R. It's not Andres. It's Andres, yeah, right?
You'll get in trouble if you say Andres.
Wait, I have a hard time not doing more than three R's now. This is difficult. But anyway, we got my golf buddy, Matt Clower, with Gap Ministries here in studio. And I call him my golf buddy. We've actually only been golfing once. And thankfully, he was on my team, and we played, I don't know what it's like, best ball, I think it's called. So pretty much we just took his shot every single time. I think I got to, like, we took my shot twice of the nine holes we played, but it was a good time nonetheless.
Yeah, those two shots were super impactful.
Do you remember that? I think it was a long putt that I hit.
Yeah,
you remember that?
It was incredible.
Like a 20-30 footer or something like
Nice.
It was mind-blowing. Yeah, I was definitely screaming.
That's far, man. 30
feet. That was one of the two shots that we took on the day, and it was I felt special.
Nice. Keeps you coming back.
I want to, and the sad thing is, I think it's safe to say that Matt's son did better than me, but we all had a good time, so that's all that matters. Okay, so before we went to break, we were talking about the array of programs coming out of Gap Ministries. I'll just go through just a short list real quick. They have foster homes called the Splash Homes. They also certify people who want to be foster parents. They do supervision at their facility. They have a warehouse, which Matt will be telling us about. They have a kitchen that provides food to several different facilities, pretty much disenfranchised populations. And then they have a culinary program where they teach people, they certify people in cooking and usually get them placed in jobs from there. And then they're also have partnered with MPG Automotive to get people placed with job training in automotives and also get placed with jobs. So I think that's...
Yeah, that was good.
I think that's about it. Yeah.
You know, I'm curious, why do they call it splash houses?
It stands for spiritually powered love, aggressively shaping hearts.
Okay. Nice.
I love
that. I like that.
I
good
love
stuff.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
So
learn something new today.
Tell us about the community warehouse. I guess I know this kind of like Gap in itself. The warehouse in itself has its different parts and different functions.
Because the kitchen's
us a little
in
that.
The warehouse, but so we have a large community warehouse. We get things from Walmart and Costco, and we check those in. We test. I don't want to say we test everything, but we try to test as many items as we can before we put them on the shelves to make sure our people are getting things that are working.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah, it's open. It's free. You do have to be a part of a certain group, though, to come and shop. It's not just open to the public. So but quite a few people will fall into these groups. So if you have an access card, healthcare card, if you're over 60 years old, so senior. If you're military, either active or veteran, if you are a licensed foster parent, if you're a kinship parent, if you're an adoptive parent, you can come in and shop. And I think that's it.
You know, when you say the seniors, I was talking to somebody at a networking event, and they were talking about how just with having Social Security, it's not enough. You see a lot of people working still. They told me that they saw a 90-year-old woman working. And, I mean, do you see a lot of need there for the seniors or a lot of seniors that go out there?
Yeah, so I think we see probably not a lot through the warehouse yet, which is kind of why I'm here today, is to promote some of the options that we have, and because I feel like we're not really reaching our seniors and our veterans just yet. So it'd be hard for me to speak to the need. I do know that those that come certainly appreciate, you know, what GAP offers. One of the things that's kind of cool is we've really started offering consistent food for people.
Nice.
Mostly breads and also quite a bit of produce.
Good.
That comes in. So, and that stuff is unlimited. You guys can take as much as you want. So yeah, that's been cool, and I've definitely seen a lot of thankfulness kind of come from offering that for those food items.
So the food items, would you say those are the biggest ones that people are asking for, like vegetables and bread, or is there anything else that?
Yeah, I think a lot of what we get, you know, because it's non-food that people seem to appreciate are like the appliances, you know, coffee makers, toasters, microwaves, things like that. Probably second would be the clothing that we have.
Okay.
So we'll have children's, men's, and women's clothing, socks and underwear. So there are some essential things that we provide, which is really good. And then I think the food.
Yeah.
You know, I think those are the top three, and they can probably switch, to be honest with you, as far as importance, depending on the person.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I think the only group that you didn't mention, and we'll kind of like pivot off of this conversation, or this point, is nonprofits. You know, nonprofits also can come and get, I think, $40 a month in goods.
Yeah, so our nonprofits, we used to do that where they could get the $40 if they became a member, and they had to pay to become a member. So we've gotten rid of that where they have to pay, and then now they just pay depending on what they purchase.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's 75% of what you'd buy it for. And so it really stretches their budget. And a lot of the nonprofits have, I don't know if you call it a pantry, but places where their congregation and members of the community that are close to the nonprofit can come and shop and things like that.
Is it just any nonprofit, or it has to be like a particular
nonprofit? Nope, any nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as you're 501c3, you know, and you're all about serving the community of Tucson, you know, we'd love to have you, and we'd like to come alongside of you and work with you to stretch your budget so that you can benefit more of the Tucson community.
Okay, nice.
And then I also know, we got about a minute till we have to wrap up here, but I know that on Tuesdays, you have volunteer or have nonprofits come in, and you guys actually provide food boxes to those. And that's actually a volunteer opportunity. I guess I was going to have you speak of other volunteer opportunities before we take off here.
Sure. So we'd love to have you come and volunteer. We want to make the process to come down simple. You don't have to call and schedule. You don't have to fill anything out online before you come down. Just show up. The warehouse is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. It's closed to shopping on Tuesday, but we still have volunteers that day because that's kind of a reset day for us. So yeah, just show up. We'll feed you lunch. Lunch is at 11:30. And you can do, you know, if you don't want to lift things, and there's plenty of jobs that don't require that. There's jobs like checking people out. There's jobs with helping people find stuff. There's jobs with stocking the shelves. Just anything you can imagine in a store that you could do, we need volunteers to do. There's jobs even driving trucks and picking things up. So, you know, we'll take anyone who's willing. I think it's cool to be a part of the process and be able to be involved in something like that, you know, helps people out. And, you know, so even if you just want to come and talk to others and just build relationships.
Cool.
We'd love to have that.
Nice.
Well, go to gapmin.com to be involved. .com.org.
.com.
Yeah. Go to gapmin.com to be involved, to volunteer, to see all the great work that happened out of Gap Ministries. Also, if you haven't been to 1118 North Jones Boulevard and checked out Veteran Thrift, please do. All the proceeds go to help our homeless veteran transition program. Go to veteranrescuemission.org for more information. We'll be back right after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am your coach and speaker, Andres Ruiz, alongside the Pastor John McClain. And this is the Common Good Radio Show. We're really excited to talk about something that we have created and that I believe will help millions of people.
Millions.
I just said it.
Yeah. Millions with an M.
With an M, yeah. And I think that just by experiencing this the other day, I really saw the vision of how powerful it is when it comes to creating a business, not from the standpoint of, you know, this is the structure and everything, like the mindset, like where is your mind at? Like, I mean, how did you feel when we were doing it?
The mindset part, your portion.
I mean, everything.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing was just—it was mind blowing. But I'll tippy toe and walk through your part, my part, Dr. J's part, your part. It was what the doctor ordered. Like it was really kind of like it was that eating an apple a day and taking your vitamins and exercise and being healthy and getting to that place that you need to be to even start your day, to really live a healthy life. Like that's kind of, in the metaphor of business terms, like that's what your presentation was. It was just like, okay, let's make sure we cross all of our T's and dot all of our I's even before we start this venture. And I love that. And then going into my portion, I always love presenting in front of people. I love sharing information, but I always love helping people find their calling. For me, obviously being a pastor, to be able to find, you know, what to help people find what they feel like God put them on this planet for. Because that idea is just, to me, it's mind blowing. You know, I think in a lot of ways we all question this concept of like, why are we here? You know, why am I on this planet? So being able to help people circle on that and fulfill that, you know, particularly you and I both being able to fulfill that in our lives is amazing. And then
and you know what? You know, and let me just cut you over there. Yeah, but like when you were saying that, it's important because it's coming from people that are following their calling. And that's what's even more powerful. And I learned this from a lot of my coaches where they tell you, you have to be teaching people what you're already doing. And we're doing this and people can feel it when we're speaking it, because we're saying it with conviction. We really know what it feels like to be stepping into our greatness, into our zone of genius. And when you have people like that speaking to you about it, the people in the audience, they don't even have to ask you if you're really doing this. They feel you. They feel when you speak about it, what you're saying, like they know that this is truth. And I think that's why it's so important that you're teaching that, because you're living your purpose. We're living our purpose. And I think that's why it went so well. You're part of it because we're teaching people what we already have done. You know, you're teaching what you preach. So yeah, that was definitely just something that I wanted to mention on that part.
Yeah, for sure. And then, and Dr. J's part, just like, I think kind of like a lot, like with our lives, she used a lot of the techniques that she learned, whether it was with Tony Robbins or just in being a teacher or just, you know, from the her coaches or from, you know, the kind of the plethora of information, expertise she's learned over the years to kind of make the idea of, okay, if I want to start a business or I want to do a venture, this is the process, super simple. Like that, I think that was kind of like the most impressive thing about the day for me was,
yeah,
what, you know, kind of, you know, we talked, both you and I talk about some pretty complex things. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. J really kind of just brought it to a head and put it in terms that like an elementary school student mm-hmm. could understand mm-hmm. and put real itemized yeah. steps of how to accomplish it.
Yeah. And I did see that because I already can imagine what she talked about, because, like, you know, it's kind of like that RPM, the, mm-hmm. the, you know, the outcome, the purpose, and then the action. And that's, I love that, because I like things to be super simple. And I know for her, like, these systems have worked for her, because obviously, you know, she has her business and all this, and she's been doing it for what, 13 years now, or
yes,
you know, yeah. So that's it. I mean, and success, like Tony Robbins, success says success leaves clues, and you know, she's done it well for 13 years. So, like I said, we taught stuff that we are living. We're living in our purpose. We're doing what we love. We have businesses. Dr. J is a very successful business. Like, she's had been in business longer than we have. Mm. And so, you know, we are doing what we are preaching. Like, we're doing it. And that's why I was telling John that we are living in our purpose and, you know, we're doing it. So we were just kind of going over what my part, like what I thought about the presentation and what John thought, and we wanted to get your take on it.
Oh, yeah, the presentation, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, first of all, what an honor. I mean, we got to meet with people who are, you know, really, they're like going to be part of positive change in the world mm-hmm. because they're considering having a business. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's a huge thing, because there's like a very small percentage, like 5% of people even attend one little meeting to think about how can I actually make my passion or my one or two successes into a paying business mm-hmm. and something that will thrive, you know. And it's, boy, that's really all you need to do is take the first step. Mm-hmm. And so what I liked was John and Andres here, yeah. how you guys orchestrated getting the people there, and that when they came, they knew what to expect. And I think we delivered. I think mm-hmm. that they definitely left with like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing I think is funny is watching them go, oh my God, I was just messing around, but this is too real. This can really happen. Uh-huh. And the fact that it can really happen, their little faces were like, oh my God. You know,
yeah. yeah.
the one guy, I'm like, hurry up and open so that I can hire you. And he was like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah. uh-huh.
Because we need people. We really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is so much room for businesses and so much room for people who want to do good mm-hmm. that this is a great time to start a business.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. 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 It's needed more than ever right now, because people are struggling and we need more hope. We need more people that are going to be bringing some positivity and some mm-hmm. opportunity
mm-hmm.
for other people. So yeah, I definitely agree with Dr. J.
Yeah. And I think, you know, how you started the segment, Andreas, I'm just really optimistic for the Entrepreneurship Academy and what it offers, because yesterday we got a little view of what is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And not only what is possible, but where the deficit exists.
Oh,
like, I've been an entrepreneur for over 2 decades, and I've never seen anything available like what we, that little bit that we did yesterday,
yeah. mm-hmm. yeah.
particularly, you know, an institution or infrastructure that me and us, we could go to tomorrow and learn how to be entrepreneurs.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about all that and more with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, yeah. with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy. After this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rest Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. And we got a lot of great show left for you. So you guys hang out right there. Maybe go potty if you have to. Just real quick, though, because if you go potty more than a minute and a half, you're going to miss it. So we'll be back right after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello, you beautiful people. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. Real soon coming out, the Common Good News. It's going to be a print editorial that you'll be able to find at most coffee shops, dentist's office, and doctor's offices around the city of Tucson. So keep your eyes peeled. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org and HomeCommunityServices.com for more information.
It looks really good, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I've been working hard.
I was very impressed, man.
My couple decades of graphic skills came in handy, mm-hmm. and I think I've put together a document that the city of Tucson is going to appreciate, and particularly all the amazing organizations that have believed in us so far, mm-hmm. will be able to continue to promote them through that. So,
Tucson International. I mean, it was. I saw the way you put for them, and then that little article, that was really cool.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Oh, I got to see this.
Oh, it's good.
Thank you.
You don't even really realize, good. Like much like this show, and even the Making College Come True radio show that precedes this show at 3 p.m. You know, I built a lot of stuff around an organization I believe in. You know, just Tucson International Academy is just a great organization. You guys kind of been a backbone of us, so I just wanted to pay my respect to that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, likewise. I mean, what an ironic, like, rare thing to find people who are on a similar mission and all of us contributing something different to make it happen.
And you know, and when you think about it, is it really rare? Because I like the law of attraction. You know, this whole thing. Yeah. Everything comes together. People come together that are doing good for the world. You know,
that's it. So,
true. I believe that this was meant to be type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess. You know, it's once a month we have you on the show, but for those who weren't listening last month and the month before and the month before, let's remind them, what is Tucson International Academy?
Oh, sure. We are 4 charter schools, and we are kindergarten through 12th grade at each and every school. And I think one of the things that sets us apart is, well, there's several things, but one of them is we're K-12 in one school of like 150 kids. Mm. So that means a lot of combos. It means the big kids are going to interact with the little kids. So everybody just has to behave, because you don't want the kindergartner going home saying the F word, right? So it's like, I always tell the big kids, if that happens, you're going to have triple consequences here. So they're pretty good about it, and it might be their little cousin or their little brother or sister, and they don't want the other big kids causing problems, so it works out. And what I like about it is I do like all the ages. I think that they need to get along, because in life you need all the ages. I mean, we still need the old folks who had different experiences, you know, even from the Depression era. I mean, it's like so many contributions from different perspectives and experiences that have been lived. So I love it. And then I like the combo classes, because you have a chance to see what's ahead if you're the younger class, and you can help the younger ones if you're the older class. Yeah. So I love that. The biggest thing probably that's like statistical is the 100% getting accepted to college. I mean, that's been for 13 years.
That's amazing.
And for us, it's easy for us to do, because if they follow our program, which if you come to our school, you have to. You follow the program, we will have your academics where they need to be. And you'll have a high GPA, because we will push you so hard that you will get it. And, when I say push you so hard, I don't mean like, 4 hours of homework a night. Not even. We do most of our work during the school day, because that's working smarter. mm-hmm. not working harder. Mm-hmm. You know, working harder doesn't always yield a higher result. Mm-hmm. You gotta use your brain. You have to pay attention in class, learn it in class. Don't wait to look at it later. Mm-hmm. Learn it right then and there while they're presenting. Mm-hmm. We do all kinds of things to help kids figure out how to, you know, absorb then, you know, mm-hmm. because later when you get home, if you have a large family, you got work to do. You got mm-hmm. people that have to be cooked for, clean, bathing, and mm-hmm. you got regular life happens at home. And we value the home life. So it's like if you're doing 4 hours of homework at home every night, then you're not really being served. Mm-hmm. So we teach them how to get the work done. Because in college, you don't do 4 hours of homework. I mean, maybe a few of them do, but I'll tell you what, me and the people I knew did not.
Not every day.
When we
no
were
way.
In college, we did like the class, and you learned to double time there because you wanted to have all your time free so you could run around and have fun with your friends and be part of clubs and organizations. And they even have radio stations that are just for their college. Mm-hmm. And I mean, all kinds of stuff you can experience. Cool. Yeah, I was in a Broadway show, but it wasn't Broadway. It was it was for our university. Yeah, I met I met the presidents, President Ford. Boy, now I'm telling how old I am. And I met, Bill Cosby came to our school.
Really?
And
okay.
You know, back then he was doing the kid thing with the yogurt pops or whatever.
Yeah, little pudding pops.
Yeah, pudding pops. He was hilarious. And
Red Fox?
Fox.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, and it was
so
all free.
Cool.
If you were a student, you got in for free.
Oh, that's really cool.
And so I went to all of them. I went to all the dances. I went to all the, you know, all the Broadway productions that they actually did bring from New York. Mm-hmm. I went to all of those. And, you know, you just saw things that you couldn't see. And, I mean, it was right next to my dorm.
I would say a similar thing to being in the military, but I would recommend somebody to go to college rather than join the military for sure. But, I saw Robin Williams perform in Iraq.
Cool.
I got to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger in Iraq.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's cool. Yeah, that was cool. But not quite college, though.
Yeah. No, and, I mean, it sounds like just what you're speaking about with college, all these opportunities that came your way because you decided to go and leave home and go out there and be independent. And, you know, what kind of advice would you give for those kids who are kind of on the fence of like, should I leave home? Should I stay here with my mom? Because a lot of times I hear youth, and not even just youth, I hear grown people that say, well, the reason why I never left was because my mom told me that if I leave, what if somebody does something to me, or if I get in trouble and I won't be able to do anything. And then they get held back and then they're resentful and angry towards their mom. But really, whose fault is it?
Yes.
And so, I mean, like, what advice would you give for that kid that's just kind of on the fence and thinking about it?
Yeah, I mean, that advice is that you have to make a decision. Are you going to live your life in fear? I mean, living in fear, anybody we know is kind of fearful of everything. Mm-hmm. What kind of quality of life do they have?
Yeah.
It's pretty darn low.
Yeah.
And your mom, you gotta give your mom some grace. I mean, you know, I'm a mom and I'm always worried about my daughter, but my God, she didn't do half the stuff we did. You know, so I'm just so thankful, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I understand why moms do that because they love you so much and they're just like, oh, I couldn't live without you. But at the same time, being a mom, I want my daughter to have the experiences because I want her to grow and to fulfill her dreams, not just my dreams. I mean, she did become a teacher and we do happen to have four schools. That was quite convenient.
Yeah.
But I know she also has a dream for her entertainment profession that she's also part of with modeling and acting.
That's cool.
I mean, good for her, right? And and I never have held her back with that. I always just supported and encourage her to go forward with that. But
so it looks like in a lot of ways you actually enjoy it with her. Like,
oh, yeah.
Went on the LA trip with
her. We see you out there.
I had to help her with her wardrobe.
Yeah, sure.
And make sure she shopped in the right stores.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah.
My husband's not happy about that, but you know. So it's you don't want to live in fear. I think to do it because if you know there's a difference between fear and wisdom. So if your mom normally says yes, you should go for it. But on this one particular thing, she's got a bad gut feeling. I say go with mom's bad gut feeling just for that one thing, you know?
Yeah.
Not for every single thing, you know? So, but that I would say is more of a wisdom thing that parents do seem to get, you know, and then the kid will do it anyway. And then there's an accident or there's and they're like, I knew it. They never should have gone. So I try to listen to intuition. And I also listen to intuition of those that are closest to me, which was my parents when they were alive. And it is definitely my husband, my pastor, my closest group that generally wants me to live. Yeah. I listen to them. Absolutely. You guys would probably be a part of that because I want to go forward. I want to do things. But if I'd said, I'm going to do this, and you said, oh, wow, I'd say, well, why aren't they excited for me? You know, and I think, you know, so there's a balance, right? Yeah. Don't live in fear, but don't be stupid. Mm-hmm. So how do you find that balance? A little bit of trial and error, but I think a lot of learning to develop your own intuition.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And what I like about you is that you're setting the example for your daughter because you've taken a lot of chances, and I see you, and you're a go-getter, you know, and I really love that about you. And I don't know a lot of women that are really like you, that are really like just powerhouses and that actually do what they say they're going to do. And when your daughter sees that, I can see how that has impacted her. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you have impacted her just by you doing what you've done? So like all these things you've done.
I can allude to what I think I see. And it would be interesting to hear what she has to say about that. But,
yeah, no, we need to have her back on the show.
Yeah, we should, yeah.
Wow, she'll give you another side probably. But but like, well, okay, this is kind of more safe because it's not me in particular, it's my husband. My husband and my daughter are both very musical. And I mean, very musical. They're naturally gifted. I mean, I can play instruments, but they have just a slight higher level of gifting than I do. I have to kind of practice and look at the music. They don't.
Gotcha.
Like my daughter just sat down and started playing the drums, and I mean, she started performing with us immediately.
Wow.
I'm like, when did that happen? And I still can't play the drums very good. But my husband is just like her, so they have that in common. And she you know, wanted to go to concerts. My husband went to a lot of concerts. I went to a lot of concerts, but kind of against my will, because it was like my date night, and that's where the date wanted to take me. And I was like, great, I gotta listen to Rush for how many hours? You know, I like Rush, but I probably couldn't even name one of their songs right now. You know, AC/DC, I mean, all the 80s rock, that's what we went to, and that was our entertainment. For my daughter's era, it's EDM music. It's kind of electronic. It's and it's very visual. They have a lot of laser light shows and stuff, and we had a little bit of stuff when
I call it seizure music.
Sure. You know, I agree. And it's very sensory. You can smell things. They release smells into the air and all kinds of things.
That's wild.
And anyway, long story short, she wanted to go to an EDM like festival that's like 3 days. Okay, I would die if I had to go to a concert for 3 days. I'd be like, oh, shoot me. Now where's the grocery? Where's not the grocery store, but the mall. Where's the mall? Or I'd be like, is there just a pool I can sit at about 15,000 people around? Yeah. And I like people, but I don't know. It's not my scene. It's not those big festivals. But she loved it. And when she first said it, I was like, oh, no, there's too many people. You shouldn't go, blah, 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 right? So I'm being the mom. You know, I'm going, no, too many people. They're probably going to have drugs, you know. Oh, gosh. You know, and my husband was like, oh, no, I mean, come on. Concerts are great. I mean, that's where I really grew and just really enjoyed and absorbed and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, great, she's going to go to this thing. So it's a 3-4-day thing.
Wow.
But guess what? She came back alive. There you go. She loved it. Yeah. So I'm glad she went.
There you go.
Well, love
it. That's Dr. Jennifer Herrera with Tucson International Academy. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com for more information and register your child today. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll catch you next week. Tune in to Making College Come True Radio right after this.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Tickets are available for opening weekend with Tucson Roadrunners Professional Hockey on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4 from Tucson Arena for family fun, the best date nights ever, and your AHL affiliate of the Arizona Coyotes. Tickets on sale at TucsonRoadrunners.com/games. Hey,
Track Therapeutic Ranch for Animals and Kids
is one happy family of diverse individuals enjoying Western life on and off horseback with something for everyone. Animal-assisted skills and therapeutics with equine-assisted learning and psychotherapy, birthday parties and events, and their Heroes First Wellness Renewal Program designed to help first responders, focusing on behavioral and emotional well-being. Call 298-9808 or go to tracktucson.org and donate to this local tax-exempt 501c3 organization.